Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Elkanah Ostern. Maseches Yevamos has been dedicated in honor of Rabbi Aaron Kaufman, Rosh Yeshivas Ateres Shmuel of Waterbury.
Daf Pei Zayin. We'll start with the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Bas Yisroel sheniseis lekoyein toichal bitrumo. Meis velohei menu ben toichal bitrumo. Niseis lelevi toichal bemaiser. Meis velohi menu ben toichal bemaiser. The Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael that gets married with a Kohen, it's mutter for her to eat Rumo. And if the Kohen died and she has a son from this Kohen, it's also mutter for her to continue to eat Rumo. And the same thing, says the Mishnah, applies legabe Olevi. If the Bas Yisrael gets married to a Levi, she is mutter to eat Maiser Rishoin. And if the Levi died and she has a son from this Levi, she could continue to eat Maiser Rishoin. We see here clearly in the Mishnah that the Mishnah holds, like Rab Meir, that Maiser Rishoin is Osir Lazorim, and therefore the Bas Yisrael could eat Maiser Rishoin only if she is married to a Levi or she has a son from the Levi. We find in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph Milchois Maiser Halacha Beis, that the Rambam writes, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam: Maiser Rishoin Mutor Ba'achile LeYisrael U'Mutor Le'Ochloi Betumo She'im Bo Kedusha Klal. We see Mefurish in the Rambam that the Rambam paskins not like Rab Meir, and the Rambam says that Maiser Rishoin is Mutor LeZorim and it has no Kedusha. Kom de achroinim, the Kesef Mishneh, and the Mishneh Lemelech over there on the Rambam, and the Oruch Laner here in Ar Sugye, and ask on the Rambam, why does the Rambam paskin not like Rab Meir? We have here in Ar Mishneh a Stam Mishneh that goes like Rab Meir, and also Le'el on Daf Pehe Omud Beis, we have another Stam Mishneh that goes like Rab Meir. So since we have two Stam Mishnayis that go like Rab Meir, L'choira, the Rambam should have paskin like Rab Meir, that Maiser Rishoin Osir Lezorim. Answers the Mishneh Lemelech that the Mokor of the Rambam was from Daf Tzadik Aleph Omud Aleph, in Pereko Isho Rabo. The Gemara on Daf Tzadik Aleph Omud Aleph explains Pshat in the Mishneh in the beginning of Isho Rabo. And the Gemara over there could have explained the Mishneh by saying that the Mishneh goes according to Rab Meir. And in spite of that, the Gemara there says a different Pshat in the Mishneh in order that the Mishneh can go also according to Chachomim that hold that Maiser Rishoin is Mutar Lazorim. So we see from the Gemara over there, it says the Mishneh Lemelech, that the Gemara does not want to explain the Mishneh like Rab Meir. So we see from the Gemara that the Halacha is not like Rab Meir. That's the Mokoyer of the Rambam. That's the Teretz of the Mishneh Lemelech. We find here in the Oruch Laner that he says a different Teretz. The Oruch Laner says that even though we have here two Stam Mishnayis that say like Rab Meir, but on the other hand, says the Oruch Laner, we find in Dmai, in Perek Hei Mishneh Aleph, and also in Perek Zayin, Mishneh Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, that the Mishneh is soisem mefurish, not like Rab Meir. So it comes out that we have in Dmai four Stam Mishnayis that are not like Rab Meir. Therefore, it says the Oruch Laner that that's the Mokor of the Rambam, and that's why the Rambam paskins not like Rab Meir. We'll go back now to the Mishneh. The Oruch Laner asks that L'choiro, we have here in the Mishneh Stira between the Reish of the Mishneh and the Seif of the Mishneh. From the Reish of the Mishneh we see that if a Bas Yisroel gets married to a Kohen, and the Kohen dies, and then she gets married to a Yisroel, and the Yisroel died, and she has a son from the Kohen and also a son from the Yisroel, the halacha is that she could not eat Truma. Even though a Isha Bas Yisroel that has a son from a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma, but here, since she also has a son from the Yisroel, the son from the Yisroel causes that she could not eat Truma. That's what we learn from the Reisha of the Mishnah. Says the Aruch Lander that L'chayr in the Seifa of the Mishnah, we see just the opposite. In the Seifa of the Mishnah, we see that a Bas Koyen that gets married to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael dies, and then she gets married to a Koyen, and the Koyen dies, and she has a son from the husband that is a Yisrael and from the Koyen. The Mishnah says she continues to eat Truma because she has a son from the Koyen, in spite of the fact that she has also a son from the Yisrael. So it comes out that we have here a stira between the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah. In the Reisha of the Mishnah we see that the Bas Yisrael that has a son from a Koyen and a son from Yisrael, she does not eat Truma because she has a son from the Yisrael, in spite of the fact that she also has a son from the Koyen. On the other hand, in the Seifa we see that a Bas Koyen that has a son from a Yisrael and a son from a Koyen, she is permitted to eat Truma because she has a son from the Koyen, in spite of the fact that she also has a son from a Yisrael. So says the Aruch Laner, we have your stira from the Reisha to the Seifa of the Mishnah. Comes the Aruch Laner and says two beautiful terutzim. The first terutz is that there is a big distinction between the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah is speaking legabi a Bas Yisrael, a Bas Yisrael that got married first to a Koyen, and the Koyen died, and then she remarried and got married to a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael also died, and she has now two children, one from the Koyen and one from the Yisrael. So since the Reisha of the Mishnah is speaking legabi a Bas Yisrael, and a Bas Yisrael mitzad atzmo, she is osur to eat truma, and the whole reason why we have a tzad that she should be able to eat truma is because she has a son that's a Koyen, but keneged that son, she has also a son that is a Yisrael. So therefore, we have the son that is a Yisrael keneged the son that's a Koyen, and therefore we say, ma'ul mehai mehai, and therefore she could not eat truma. On the other hand, in the Seifa of the Mishnah, we're speaking legabi a Bas Koyen. A Bas Koyen mitzad atzmo, she's royal truma. If she has no children at all, she's choyzer lebeis avio to eat truma. So therefore, since she also has a son that is a Koyen, so in spite of the fact that she has a son that's in Israel, we say that the Bas Koyen is mutter to eat truma. Because we have your two reasons to say that the Bas Koyen can eat Truma. One, that she herself is a Bas Koyen, and mitzad atzmo she's roi lachilas Truma. And another reason is that she has a son that's a Koyen. On the other hand, there's only one reason to say that she could not eat Truma, and that is because she has a son that's a Yisrael. So we say that the two reasons that permit the Bas Koyen to eat Truma overcome the one reason that does not permit the Bas Koyen to eat Truma. That's the first teretz of the Aruch Laner. Another teretz, says the Aruch Laner, that the distinction between the Reisha of the Mishnah and the Seifa of the Mishnah is that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Bas Yisrael first got married to a Koyen, and after the Koyen died, she got married to a Yisrael. So her last husband was a Yisrael. So we say that since when she was married to the Yisrael, she became Osir in Achilas Truma. So even though the husband that is a Yisrael died, since he has a son that is also an Yisrael, we say that the Matzev does not change. Since when she got married to the Yisrael, she became Osir in Achilas Truma, and now she has a son from that Yisrael, we say that the situation remains the way it was, and she continues to be osur in Truma. On the other hand, the Seifa of the Mishnah is speaking that the Bas Koyen first got married to the Yisrael, and after the Yisrael died, she got married to the Koyen. So, her last husband was a Koyen, and then, when the Koyen was living, she had a heter to eat Truma. So we say that even though the Koyen died, since the Koyen left a son, she had a son from that Kohen, then we say that the situation does not change, and the heter that she had to eat truma while her husband that was a Kohen was living remains, since she still has a son from that Kohen. That's the second teretz of the Oruch Laner. Continues the Oruch Laner and says that we have a big nafkemine between the two terutzim. One nafkemine is, what's the din? A bas koyen that first got married to a koyen, and then the koyen died, and only then she married a Yisrael, and then the Yisrael died, and she has two sons, one from the koyen and one from the Yisrael. So according to the first teretz, comes out that since we have here two reasons, two sibis, to say that the bas koyen could eat rumo. One reason, since she's a bas koyen. Another reason is, since she has a son that's also a koyen. So we say that the two reasons that she could eat rumo overcome the one reason that she could not eat rumo, and therefore she's permitted to eat truma. But according to the second teretz comes out that since the last husband that she had was a Yisrael, even though the husband died, since he left a son that is also an Yisrael, so we say that the situation does not change, and therefore she's usur to eat truma. That's one nafkemine between the two terutzim. Another nafkemine, says the Oruch Laner, is in a case that a bas Yisrael first got married to a Yisrael, and he died, and then she got married to a Kohen. And the Kohen also died, and she has two children, one from the Yisrael and one from the Kohen. So, according to the first teretz of the Oruch Laner, comes out that here, since she's a bas Yisrael, and mitzad atzmo, she has no heter to eat truma. And the whole tzad that we have, that she should be able to eat truma, is because she has a son that's a Kohen, but keneged that, she also has a son that is a Yisrael. So we do not say that the son that is a Kohen overcomes the son that is Yisrael, and therefore she's osur b'achilas truma. On the other hand, according to the second teretz of the Oruch Laner, comes out that since here her last husband was a Kohen, and when he was alive she was mutter to eat truma, therefore we say that even though the Kohen died, the situation does not change, since she has a son from that Kohen, and therefore she continues to eat truma. That's the second nafkemine that says the Oruch Laner. Continues the Oruch Laner and says that from the Rambam and Perek Vov mitrumois halacha yutes, we see like the second teretz. And I'll quote the Loshon HaRambam. Bas Yisroel shenises leYisroel techilo, ויש לו ממנו בן, וחוזרו וניסס לכהן, או יחלס בתרומו. מייס ולא ממנו בן, או יחלס מפני בנו האחרון, שהרי הוא מאכילו כמו שהאכילו אביו. Says the Rambam clearly that by a bas Yisrael that got married first to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, and then she got married again to a Kohen, and the Kohen died, and she has a son from the Yisrael and also from the Kohen, says the Rambam that the halacha is, she's able to eat truma. Why? Since when she got married the second time with the Kohen, she became mutter and achilas truma, even though the Kohen died, since the Kohen left a son, so she continues to eat truma. So we see clearly from the Rambam, says the Oruch Laner, like the second teretz and not like the first teretz. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Pope Omar, Milechem Ovio Toichal, Lechem Hakonui Leovio, Prat Lechoze Veshoik, Demishulchan Govoya Kozochu. Says Rav Pope, that the reason why a bas Kohen that got married with the Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, and she had no children from the Yisrael, she goes back to eat truma, but she does not go back to eat chozev eshoik, is because we darshan the pasuk that says milechem ovio toichal lechem hakonui leovio, which means lechem that belongs to the father that's a koyen prat lechozev eshoik the mishulchan gavoya kozochu, and we're memait chozev eshoik since chozev eshoik is not konui to the koyen, just the koyen eats bidin shulchan gavoya kozochu. Says Rashi, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRashi, Trumo hi knuyo lakoyhanim she'eino shiyorei shulchon melech aval shiyorei kochim harei hein kemasas me'eis pnei eloikim she'ein shiyorei shulchonoi. Says Rashi clearly that the pshat in the Gemara is that Trumo, the koyen, he eats mitzad that the truma is konui to the koyen and he's a bailim gomur. On the other hand, chozev eshoik is not konui to the koyen and the koyen eats only midin shulchan gavoya kozochu. We have mentioned in the previous shir the tremendous chidush of the Asvun Doiraise that he's medayek from the Rambam that this concept that we say by kochim that mishulchan gavoya kozochu, we also say by trumo, that also trumo, after the bailim is mafrish trumo, we say that the koyanim mishulchan gavoya kozochu. Comes the Asvun Doiraise and asks on the Rambam from our Gemara that we just learned. Here we see mefurish, not like the Rambam. We see here clearly that only by kochim, by chozev eshoik, we say the concept of mishulchan gavoya kozochu. But by truma, we say that the truma is konui to the koyen, and the koyen is a bailim gomur on the truma. Therefore, the Asvun Doiraise remains betzorechiyun on the Rambam. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Omar avade bar ave, Tane, kshi'i choizeres leveisovio, choizeres letrumo, ve'eino choizeres lechoze v'shoik. Says the Gemara that a bas koyen that got married with a Yisroel and the Yisroel died, then she goes back leveisovio to eat trumo, but she does not go back leveisovio to eat choze v'shoik. On the other hand, says the Gemara, b'shvil b'no, choizeres af lechoze v'shoik. But a bas Yisroel that got married with a koyen, and then the koyen died, and she got married with a Yisroel, and then the Yisroel also died, and she has two children, one from the koyen and one from the Yisroel. So in the meantime, she could not eat trumo and also not eat choze v'shoik. But if the son from the Yisroel died, then says the Gemara, she goes back to eat truma because of her son that she has from the Koyen, and not only truma, she also goes back to eat choze v'shoik. Continues the Gemara and says, Ozal Rav Mordechai, Omro l'shmaitze kameid Rav Ashi, Omar meheicha komisrabio, mi'ubas, mi'adifo lo, mi'no. Asks the Gemara, how could it be that a bas Yisroel is better than a bas koyen? The whole mocker that a bas Yisroel goes back to eat truma is from the pasuk that says by a bas koyen. So how could she be better than a bas koyen that we say that a bas koyen does not go back lechozev eshoik, and a bas Yisroel goes back to eat even chozev eshoik? Answers the Gemara, Hoso m'ksivi mi'utei, Hocho lo iksivi mi'utei. Says the Gemara, that since the mute that is memayit a bas koyen, that she does not go back to eat choze v'shoik, is mentioned only in the parsha of bas koyen, we say that only a bas koyen does not go back lechoze v'shoik, but a bas Yisroel that goes back to eat because of her son, she goes back even legabei choze v'shoik. I saw in the Tal Toiro of the Goyen Reb Meir Arik Zecher Tzadik Livracha that he says that the Gemara here is very difficult to understand. We find in the Gemara in Zvachim on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis that the Gemara there says a klal, and I quote the Loshon HaGemara, Heichon motzinu tofel chomur mino iker, and explains there Rashi, and I quote Loshon Rashi, the Choldover Halomen Michaveiroi Nikro Hamelamed Iker, Therefore, we have a Gemara in Zvachim that says that any drasha that is a tofel le'ikar, which means that if we have a mefurash halacha, and from that mefurash halacha we darshan another drasha, the drasha that we darshan cannot be more chomor than the ikar limud. So says the Tal Torah, l'chayra from our Gemara, we see not like the Gemara in Zvachim. In our Gemara we see that even though l'chayra Bas Yisrael that goes back to eat chazav eshoik because of her son that is a Kohen, that's only a drosha, and the Iker Pasuk of Uvas Kohen is speaking legabe of Bas Kohen that she goes back lebeis avia to eat truma. So comes out that a Bas Yisrael is only a tofel le'iker to the Bas Kohen that she's a Iker. And in spite of that, we see here in our Gemara that the tofel is more chomor than the Iker, since the Bas Yisrael goes back also to eat Chazav Eshoik, and a Bas Kohen does not go back to eat Chazav Eshoik. So L'chayra, says the Tal Torah, we have a stira here between the Gemara and Zvachim on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis and our Gemara, and the Tal Torah remains with the Kasha. We'll continue now the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tonu Rabbonon, Veshova El Beis Ovio, Prat L'Shemeres Yovom, Kineureo Prat L'Meuberes. Says the Gemara that a Bas Kohen that got married with the Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, and the Bas Kohen is Kukol Yibum, even though the Yovam was not Miyabim yet, she is Osur Betrumo. Another drasha the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, Kineureo, which means that if the Bas Kohen that got married to a Yisrael, and the Yisrael died, and the Bas Kohen is pregnant from that Yisrael, we say that she could not go back to eat Trumo. Asks the Gemara, Valoi Dinu, Uma bemokim shloy osa vlad minorishoin, ki vlad minasheini, lepoitro minayibum. Osa uber kiyolud, mokim sha osa vlad minorishoin, ki vlad minasheini, leposlo minatrumo, einoidin shenase uber kiyolud. Asks the Gemara, what do we need the pasuk of kinuureo to be memait muberes? We know that Meuberes does not go back to eat Rumo mitzad a Kal V'Chomer. We have a Kal V'Chomer from Yibum. Ma Yibum HaChomur. Sheloi Osa Vlad Minorishon Kevlad Minasheini Lepoitro Minayibum. And in spite of that we say, Osa Uber Kiyolud, which means that Yevoma, if she's pregnant, she's Potter from Yibum, just like if she gave birth already to a baby. Mokoim sha'oso vlad minarishoin kevlad minasheini lepoislo minatrumo legabi baiskoyen. That goes back to itrumo, which is chomur. And we say that vlad minarishoin has a din of vlad minasheini lepoislo minatrumo. Einoi din shenase uber kiyolud. Then for sure we should say legabi trumo that if the Bas Kohen is Muberes, she has a din as if she already gave birth to a baby, and therefore she should not go back to Trumo. That's the Kasha of the Gemara. Al Kolponim, we see here from the Gemara that Legabi Yibum, it's Poshet that we say Uber Keyolud, which means, and I'll quote the Lashon HaRashi, Osa Uber Kevlad, She'im Hoiso Muberes, Pturo, Dechsiv Bein Ein Loi, Ayin olav b'chol inyonim. So we see clearly in the Gemara that if the Yevama is Meuberes, she has a din of keyolud, which means as if she already gave birth to a baby, and she's potur from mitzvahs yibum. Comes Rabbi Kiveger and agoes meloi horoyim and ask a tremendous kasha on the Gemara. We find in the Gemara le'el on dafla medvavo mudalef that the Gemara there says clearly that Vlad einoi poiter ad sheyetzi le'avir ha'olam, which means that the Yevama is not mutar l'shuk only when the Uber is born, when the baby is born. But when she's pregnant, she's osur l'shuk. So how could the Gemara here say that Uber keyolud, That's the kasha of Rabbi Kiveger and the Meloya Roim, and the remain Betzorechiun al Divrei HaGemora. We'll continue now the Gemara on Omud Beis. The Gemara says, Omar le Rav Yehuda midias karto lerovo, loy nase meisim kechaim liinyan yibum mikal v'choimer. Says Rav Yehuda midias karto lerovo, why is the halacha that if the Yevoma had a baby from her husband, and when the husband died, the baby was still alive, we say that even though afterwards the baby died, she's still potter from Yibum. Says Rav Yehuda Midas Karto, that L'choiro, we have a Kal V'choimer that tells us that if the baby died, she should be Chayev now in Yibum. And the Gemara goes on to say the Kal V'choimer, and then the Gemara answers, Talmud Loimar, Derocheo Darcheinoyam, V'chol Nisiboiseo Shaloim. We find in the Achroinim, in Shuvis Noido Biyudo Tinyone Chelek Evono Ezer Simen Kuf Nun, and in the Yashrish Yaakov here on our Sugye, and also in the Koivetz Heores Simen Vov Sifkoten Ches, that they all ask on the Gemara, what's the Hava Mina of Rav Yehuda Midas Karto to say that we do not say Meisim Kechayim? And also, why do we need the Pasuk of Drochea Darchei Noyam to teach us that we do say Meisim Kechaim? We have Mefurish Gemara Le'el on Daf Lamed Omud Aleph, and the same Gemara we find in a few places in Yevomis, that the Gemara says, Omar Av Yehuda Omar Av, Kol Yevomo She'ein Ani Koyre Bo B'Shas Nefile Yevomo Yovoyo Leo, Harehi Keishes Ach She'ish Lo Bonim Ve'asura. So we have Mefurish HaAlocha in the Gemara that any Yevomo that Beshas Nefila LeYibum, she is potter from Mitzvah Sibum, so she gets a din of a Eish Esach Sheish La Bonim, and she continues to be potter from Yibum Loilam Voed, even if the reason why she became potter goes away, see, she still remains potter from Mitzvah Sibum. If so, what's the Havamina here in our Gemara of Rav Yehuda Midas Karto to say that we do not say Meisim Kechayim, and what does the Gemara have to come on to the Pasuk of Drocheo Darkei Noyam? That's the Kashe of the Achroinim. Says the Noi de Biyehudo, a Teretz which is a little bit doichak, and he says that we must say that according to the Havamini here of the Gemara, that we do not say Meisim Kechayim, then Enu Chanami, the Gemara here, did not know the Halacha that we learned Le'el and Aflamid, what Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says, that kol yevomo she'ein ani koyer bo b'shas nefila yevomo yovoyo leo, harei keish esach, sheish lo bonim v'asuro. The Gemara here in the Havamina did not know that halacha of Rav Yehuda Omar Rav. And therefore, the Gemara here had a Havamina to say that we do not say meisim kechayim. That's the teretz of the Noi de Yehuda. As we said before, that the teretz of the Noi de Yehuda, l'choyero, is a big doichak. We find in the Koivetze Ores that he says a very interesting teretz on the Kashe. And he says that what we learned in the Gemara Le'el on Daf Lamed Omud Aleph, that Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says that kol yevomo she'ein ani koyer bo b'shas nefile yevomo yovoyo leo arei keish esach sheish lo bonim v'asuro, even though that l'choyro, this halacha that Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says is a halacha l'moyshe mi-Sinai, but says the Koivetz Ores that this halacha we say only when the Isha is in a matzv of nefilo liyibum, which means that her husband died and she has no children, so she is in a matzv of nefilo liyibum, and in spite of that, there is some kind of a reason that she is potter from Yibum, so we say even if afterwards the reason that she was potter went away, she's still potter from Yibum. That's the halacha that Rav Yehuda Omar Rav says. But in our Gemara, in our case, that the Yevoma, when her husband died, she had a baby from the husband, so b'shas misas habal, she was never in a matzv of nefila liyibum. Since she had a baby from her husband, we regard that as if the husband is still living. So she's not in a position, in a matzv of nefila liyibum. Therefore, if afterwards the baby, the son, dies, there was a havamina to say that now she's noifel liyibum. Therefore, we need the tam of Drocher Darchinam to tell us that in spite of that, she's potter from Yibum. That's the beautiful teretz of the Koivitz Heores. We have learned now in the Gemara that the reason why we say that Mesim Kechayim is because of the posik of Drocher Darchei Noyam. Explains Rashi in Dibura Matchil Drocher Darchei Noyam, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRashi. Vizu shehoyola ben veloi nizkiko liyovom veniseis lashuk umeis bno im toimar tachloitz harei hi misganu al bailo. Hilkach al korchacho bein einloi bishas mise koomar varei yeshloi. Explains Rashi that the Darkei Noyam here is that since this isha she was mutter bishas nefilo liyibum lashuk and she got married, if we'll say that we do not say Meisin Kechayim, will come out that even though now the isha is a Eishes Ish, she would still need a chalitza from the Yovam, and without a chalitza from the Yovam, she would be osir to her husband. Therefore, says Rashi, that's Drocheo Darchei Noyam, in order that she should not be Misgane al Bailo. It's Mashma L'Choyer from Rashi, that if we would not have the halacha of Drocheo Darchei Noyam, we would say that even though the isha now is the Eishes Ish, she would need chalitza, and the chalitza would be matter her, even though she is now a Eishes Ish. On the other hand, we find in the Ritvo, and I'll quote the Loshon HaRitvo, Talmud Loimar Drocheo Darchei Noyam, Pirush, Ve'im Ein Ato Oise Meisim Kechayim, Ein kan noyam vesholoim, de kshiesh lo bonim tinosei, u kshiyomus haben, teitzei, vetehei zkuko liyovom. Vechi teime shetach lo itzafilu kshiesh lo bonim, koidem shetinosei, mipnei chashash ze, ho booid shiesh lo bonim, ein chalitzoso klum, kalvochoymer mina cholutz, lemuberes. Aval kshenase meisim kechayim, oz nesivoiseo shel toiro sholoim. Says the Ritvo a little bit different than Rashi. The Ritvo says that the Darkei Noyam here is that if the Isha, Bishas Nefila Liyibum, she had a baby from the husband, we say that she's Mutter Lashuk and she got married with someone else, and then the baby died. If the halacha would be that the husband now has to be Megarish her and she is Mechuyev now Biyibum, that's not Darkei Noyam. Says the Magia on the Ritvo, that L'Choira we see from the Ritvo, not like Rashi, that the Ritvo holds that if the Yevoma got married Le'echad Min Ashuk, and then her baby from her first husband died, then she could not get Chalitza in a position that she is an Eishes Ish, the Chalitza from the Yevom won't be Chal. The only way that she should be Mutter to her husband, to her second husband, would be if the husband would be megarish her, and the yavam would do chalitze, and only then the chalitze would be chal, and then if she wants, she could get married again to the second husband. But when she is in a position of eishes ish, we see from the Ritva that the chalitze of the yavam won't be chal. So we have her lechoyro yesoidistike machloikes between Rashi and the Ritva. What's the din? Could the Yovam do chalitze to the Isha when she is in a matzav of Eishes Ish or not? According to Rashi, it's shaykh to do chalitze even though the Yovama is in a position of Eishes Ish. But according to Ritva, if she is in a position of Eishes Ish, the Yovam could not do chalitze. I would like to end off this shiur with a tremendous chiddush that I saw here in our sugya that the Keren Oira brings in the name of the Noida Bihuda. The Noida Bihuda says that if the Isha was niv'al to her husband right before the husband died, and the Zera was niklat in the Isha only after the husband died, then says the Noida Bihuda a tremendous chiddush. Even though this Isha is pregnant from her husband, Still, she's chayev b'mitzvas yibum. And even after the baby is born, she's still chayev b'mitzvas yibum. Since, b'sh'as misas habal, when she was noifel yibum, the zera still wasn't niklat in the guf of the isha, so she was noifel yibum, and she's mischayev b'yibum, even though she has now a baby. That's the tremendous chiddush of the Noida B'Yehuda. Comes the Keren Oira and is choylek on the Noida B'Yehuda. And the Keren Oira says, and I'll quote the Lashon of the Keren Oira, Dinoi tomua deheichon motzinu yibum sheloi b'mokim nachalo. V'zeh ben yoyoshoi v'ochiv miyabim. Says the Keren Oira, according to the Noida B'Yehuda, comes out that we have a chetimtze, that there's a mitzvah yibum on the Yovam, but legabe Yerusha, the Yovam is not Yoyresh, since the son is Yoyresh's father. Says the Keren Oira that that cannot be. Another Kasha asks the Keren Oira on the Noida B'Yehuda, and I'll quote his Lashon, V'oid, d'ho kol mem yoim lav vladu, elamaya be'almo, v'afilu ochi lav bas chalitza v'yibumi. Says the Keren Oira that according to the Noida B'Yehuda should come out even a bigger chidush, that even a isha, that b'shas nefila the yibum, she's already pregnant, if she's holding before 40 days from the beginning of the pregnancy, since the zera is called Maya Be'alma, so we should regard her as if she's not pregnant, and she should be mischayev b'yibum. Therefore, says the Keren Oira, we could not say like the Noida B'Yehuda, and the gather is that if b'soifei shel dover, the isha has a zera from the baal, she is not mischayev in yibum.
The 10th parak, parak Isha Rabba. The parak talks about a woman whose husband went to Mdinas Hayam. Edom testified that her husband died and she's mutter to marry. And it turned out the aid or the Edom were liars. And she really was still an Ashes. She wasn't allowed to remarry. So the parak talks about all the different halachas that apply to this woman. And before we start explaining the Mishnah, we have to understand why is this parak what does that have to do with Yibum? So Taisus writes that since in the previous parak it mentioned the halachas of women that are possible to eat truma and to eat maaser, and in this Mishnah there's a knas that if a woman remarried shalikadin, she may not eat truma or maaser. So because of that halacha, the Mishnah started saying these halachas in this Masechta. Another pshat mentioned in the Mefarshim is that the Mishnah says, what happens if the first husband or the second husband that she married, Shleikadin, died? So the halacha is the brothers do chalitza, not yibum. Once there's a mention of a halacha of chalitza and yibum, atu, that halacha the Mishnah brings, the rest of the halacha is applying to this woman. And the Mishnah says, Eden came v'omrullah meis baylech. They told her that her husband died. Vinissus, and she married based on what they told her. Now, the Mukiyasev is medayik, the lashon of v'omrullah, that Aiden told her. The halacha is that even an Eid Echad can tell her that her husband died and she's mutter to marry. So he says it's Lav Dafka. Sometimes it means in Yochid, and the Mishnah says the Lashon Rabbim. The Taisus Yantif wants to say the Chiddush in Va'omrula is, even though it was Aid, it wasn't just one Aid who said it. He heard it from somebody else, who heard it from somebody else, so you might think that's a weaker Aidus. Kamash Malon, that's enough of an Aidus to matter her to get married, even though you might think that's a weak Eidus. The Tiferes Yisrael says another answer. The Lashon Amru is to tell us that if there were two people, but there were psulei Eidus, it'll have a din of an Eid Echad, and all the crosses will apply to her. It's possible for them to be more than one Eid, and still has a din of an Eid Echad, where the crosses are applicable to her. That only makes sense to say that's the Chiddush, according to the Shita that holds that if there are two Eidim who are made, that she's considered an Anusa, and therefore the Knossos don't apply to her. However, we hold that even if there were two Eidim that were made, that she was allowed to marry, and she remarried based on their Eidus, and it turned out it was a false Eidus, she still gets the entire list of Knossos, therefore, la halacha, there's no nafkamina in this Chiddush. Now the Mishnah says Venissus, she got married. That's when she gets this whole list of Knossos. If she just was miskadish to the second husband based on the Eidus of the Eidim, the Mishnah later on Daf Tzadik Bey says that there is no knas and she may return to her first husband. Now, the chiddush is nisus, she made nisuin, even though she wasn't nival. She never lived with him as a husband and wife, she just made nisuin. The Rifa says that still she gets all the knosses. And the Marshal and Yamshel Shlomo explains, because it's close enough to doing an avera of a bia, therefore Chazal already canceled her in such a situation, even though really she did not do any avera. Now, one of the knosses that the Mishnah mentions is that she doesn't get a ksuba, not from her first husband and not from her second husband. Now, the Rashba deals with the Shiloh, what's included in the word ksuba. Normally, in Masechta Ksubas, when we say the word ksuba, it includes also nichsei tzim, barzal, nichsei melug, money that she brought in as an adunya that the husband promised to give her back when she leaves his house. So the Rashba first understands that when she doesn't get a ksuba from her husband, it does not include the nidunya. If she brought in X amount, he has to give that back to her. That's not included in the knas, and the reason is because the Gemara says, why do we say that she doesn't get a ksuba? Because she shouldn't be easy for him to take her out of the house, and here we want him to divorce her, but that doesn't have to do with the nidunya. The nidunya is money she brought in, she should take out, and she should get back. However, the Rashba proves from the Gemara that says that her children don't get ksubas benin dichrin. That means that her children, if she dies, do not yarshin her nidunya, and her husband keeps it. So you see that even though the nidunya is something she brought in, still we can't send her children not to get it. So for sure, we don't allow her to get her nidunya. That's part of the knas. If there's kalim that are be'en, there are kalim that are still around, that she can get back. Now the Ritva also holds like the Rashba, that she doesn't get back the Nichsa Tzayim Barazal and the Nichsa Melug. It stays by the husband. The Ritva asks, though, what we mentioned before. Since the Gemara says the reason she doesn't get her ksuba is because the husband shouldn't have an easy time having her leave his house, and since we want him to divorce her, Chazal encourage that actually and say that he shouldn't give her a ksuba, but this has nothing to do with it. This is a chayv that the husband has to the wife. So why would we say she doesn't get it? The Ritva answer is, since it's under the general headline of Iksuba, it's called Iksuba, so it's part of the Takana, even though really it doesn't have the same rationale as the rest of the Iksuba. The rest of the Iksuba makes sense that she shouldn't get, because Chazal were Masakin Iksuba, that she should stay in his house, and here Chazal want him to divorce her. The Nichsin Malug is just a Chayiv, the Nichsin Tzayim Barazal is just a Chayiv. Still, since this Nadunya is generally written into the Iksuba, it's called Iksuba, and it goes under the general title of Iksuba, which Chazal canceled her not to get. And therefore it includes also the Nechsin Tzayim Barazal and the Nechsin Malum. The Mishnah continues with another knas, Ein Lo Blois. She doesn't get worn out clothes, the way Rashi explains, even though she brought in clothes for Nechsin Tzayim Barazal, and the husband took a chrayis to pay her back the value of these clothes when she leaves his house. Still, since she's canceled, she doesn't get it back, and it stays by the husband. The husband keeps her used clothes. Now, it comes out, according to Rashi, there's a bigger knas by a woman who married based on Edim more than a woman who is Yoitzis Mishum Shemra. There's a Mishnah in Ksubis, Daf Kuf Aleph, that comes out that a woman who left her husband's house because she was Mizana, she also gets cancelled with many things. She doesn't get her Ksuba. However, Blois Kaimin, the Blois, the clothes that she wore that are Nechsem Blug, that are still around, that she takes with her. That she keeps. He doesn't have to give her the rest of her ksuba, but the blois kaimim, the clothes that are still kaim, she takes home. The Rashba explains that really Rashi holds that we're machmer over here more than a woman who was mazana, because you see they were geyser mamzerus on her children, and they asked her to eat maiserishin if she's a leviya, and they weren't geyser that by a woman who leaves her husband's home because she was mazana. So you see, we were more machmer canceling this woman over here than we were machmer to cancel a woman who was actually mazana. So that's why, according to Rashi, she loses her blois kaimen. Even the clothes that are still around, she also has to leave by her husband. However, the Rashba argues, and he understands, that the Mishnah that says that she doesn't get blois, it means nichsei tzayim barzel that was bola, that got ruined. But if their clothes are still around, then of course she takes it with her. And he proves it from the Gemara later on. The Gemara says the reason she doesn't get mezonos or blois is because tanai ksuba keksuba. Blois is tanai ksuba. And just as she doesn't get her ksuba, she doesn't get her tanai ksuba either. Now, clothes that are still around, that are untotally destroyed, is not tanai ksuba. It's hers because it belongs to her. She brought it there. Of course, she doesn't have to leave it by her husband's house. The Ritva also goes with the same approach, not like Rashi. The Mishnah continues, Ein lo peiros. One of the customs she gets is that she doesn't get peiros. According to Rashi, it means that if her second husband ate peiros, she cannot ask him to reimburse her for it. However, Rashi in Gittin explains the words of the Mishnah of Ein lo peiros means that he doesn't have to redeem her. If she gets captured, halacha is normally that one of the Tanoi Ksuba is that the husband has to pay ransom for his wife. He eats the peiros of the Nitzan Melug, and for that, he must be paid to her. He must pay her ransom. If she's captured over here, since Chazal made a takon that she doesn't get Tanoi Ksuba, they canceled her. Therefore, they do not have to ransom her. And the Ritva proves that's pshat in the Mishnah, because the Gemara says, why doesn't she get peiros? Because Tanoi Ksuba, Kiksuba. That makes much more sense if we say that the Mishnah is telling us that he doesn't have to be paid there. He doesn't have to keep his Tanoi Ksuba. Just like she doesn't get a Ksuba, she doesn't get the Tanoi Ksuba. Now that's clear that even according to Rashi, she cannot ask him to reimburse her the peiros that he ate while he thought he was her husband. However, if after the first husband came back, the second husband still continued eating peiros, of course, for that she can ask him to reimburse her. Now the Mishnah continues, V'havlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. If she stayed with the second husband, the child is a mamzer. If she goes back to her first husband, the child is also a mamzer. Now, there are a few different ways to understand the mamzeres that the Mishnah is talking about. Tosfos writes that when it says her child is a mamzer from the second husband, it doesn't mean only before the first husband gave a get, where the child will be a mamzer midiraisa because she's an eitz shish. It means even if the child was conceived after her first husband gave her a get, still that child is a mamzer midrabbanon, and the Ri proves it, just like the child that she has with her first husband is going to be a mamzer, and that definitely is going to be only a mamzer midrabbanon. She's definitely not b'ithur eitz shish to her first husband. And still, she has a child. The child is a mamzer, so we see that it really is not dependent on the Isser of Eishes Ish. The Mishnah says that the child is a mamzer from her first husband or her second husband across the board, even after either husband gave a get. That's the Pashtus Mashmoas in Tosfos. And that's how the Chalkis B'chaykik writes to explain Tosfos. We'll see soon, it's not that simple. The Tosfos Chad Mekamoi writes exactly the opposite of Tosfos. Tosfos Chad Mekamoi understands that after the Gerushin, there's no mamzeres at all. That means that in the case where her first husband gave her a get and she had a child with her second husband, the child is not a mamzer. That the Mishnah says that the child from the second husband is a mamzer is only if she had a child with him before the first husband actually gave her a get. Likewise, and to be more accurate, certainly in the reverse case where she had a child with her first husband after the second husband gave her the get midrabbanan, and the Chazal were mistaken that he has to give her, the child will definitely not be a mamzer. The mamzers that we say in the Mishnah, that if she has a child with the first husband, the child is a mamzer, that's only before the second husband gave her a get midrabbanan, and she looks like an eishes ish. Therefore, the child she has with her first husband before her second husband gave her a get is going to be a mamzer. But after the second husband gives her a get, the child from her first husband will definitely not be a mamzer. Now the Rambam's mahalach is a third mahalach, somewhere in the middle. When she has a child from the second husband, even after the first husband gave her a get, that child will be a mamzer forever. It makes no difference if it's before or after the first husband gives her a get. It will make a difference whether the child is a mamzer midiraisa or midirabbanan. After the first husband gives her a get, the child won't be a mamzer midiraisa anymore. The child will just be a mamzer midrabbanan, but the child will always be a mamzer from the second husband. From the first husband, the Rambam holds, the child will only be a mamzer if the child is conceived before the second husband gave her a get. After the second husband gave her a get, the child is not a mamzer. So again, according to Tosfos, before a get, after a get, first husband, second husband, it makes no difference. The child will always be a mamzer. According to Tosfos Chad Mekamoi, after Gerushin, whether it's from the first husband or the second husband, the child will not be a mamzer. If it's before Gerushin, that she has to get a get from both husbands, if she did not receive that get, whether she has a child from her first husband or she has a child from her second husband, without getting the other husband's get, the child will be a mamzer. If it's from the second husband before she got a get from the first husband, the child is a mamzer midiraisa. If it's having a child with the first husband before the second husband gave her a get, the child will be a mamzer midirabanon. According to the Rambam, it's a middle road. From the second husband, the child will always be a mamzer. If it's before the first husband gave a get, the child will be a mamzer midiraisa. If it's after the first husband gave a get, the child will be a mamzer midirabanon. From the first husband, then before the second husband gave a get, the child will be a mamzer midirabanon. After the second husband gave a get, the child won't be a mamzer at all. What's the lum of this machlokes? We have to clear what is the reason Chazal said the child is a mamzer. We can explain it simply as a knas. There's a whole long list of knosses that the Mishnah is masakin on this woman who married Shleikedin. One of the knosses is that she has a child from her first husband or her second husband. The child will always be a mamzer. And that's L'chair Taisa's understanding. Taisa says that even after the first husband gave her a get, and even after the second husband gave her a get, if she has a child with either the first husband or the second husband, the child will be a mamzer. There's another way to understand the din mamzeres that Chazal said on the children of this woman. In order for her to marry her second husband after her first husband comes back, she definitely needs a get. Midiraisa, she's an Eishes Ish. In order for her to marry her first husband, Chazal were masakin that she has to get a get from her second husband. If she has a child before she gets any of these gitten, their children will be mamzerim. If she needs a get midiraisa, the child will be a mamzer midiraisa. If she needs a get midirabanan, like in the case that she needs a get from her second husband, the children will be mamzerim midirabanan if she doesn't get a get from her second husband. The reason that there is a mamzerus is not a knas. The reason there's mamzerus is because she's an Eishes Ish. She's an Eishes Ish to the second husband because she's still married to her first husband, midiraisa. She's an Eishes Ish to the first husband because midirabanan, Chazal said that she has to get a get from her second husband. Therefore, she's an Eishes Ish towards her second husband, midiraisa, towards her first husband, midirabanan. A child that comes out of an Eishes Ish is a mamzer. If she needs a get midiraisa, the child's a mamzer midiraisa. If she needs a get midirabanan, the child's a mamzer midirabanan. After she gets a get from her first husband, and she marries her second husband, true, she's not allowed to. Chazal cancels her. But if she has a child, the child won't be a mamzer. She's not an Eishes Ish. True, after she gets a get from her second husband, Chazal still did not want her to marry her first husband. But if she has a child from him, there's no Eishes Ish anymore, midirabanan. Therefore, the child won't be a mamzer. That's the shita's taisis chad mekamoi, that after there's a gerushin, there's no mamzeris, because the mamzeris was not a knas. The mamzeris was because she was an Eishes Ish, either midiraisa or midirabanan. The Rambam goes in the middle road. He understands that the mamzeris from the second husband is a knas, and that lasts forever, even after she gets a get from her first husband. However, from the first husband, the only reason, if she has a child with him, the child is a mamzer midirabanan, because she looks like an Eishes Ish, because she still has to get a get from her second husband. Once she gets a get from her second husband, she doesn't look like an Eishes Ish anymore, and therefore a child she has with her first husband will be kosher, and not a mamzer midirabanan, once she gets that get from her second husband. The Beis Shmuel learns that's also pshat and taisus. We mentioned taisus before, according to the Chalkis Mechaikik, that taisus learns that it's mamzer in any case before a get or after a get. According to the Beis Shmuel, Taisus is learning like the Rambam, that mamzeres from the second husband is a knas, and that happens even after she gets a get from her first husband. However, mamzeres from a child that she has with her first husband is only because she looks like an Eishes Ish, and therefore after the get that she gets from the second husband, a child that she has with the first husband won't be a mamzer midrabanan. Now the Gemara goes on to prove from the Mishnah that Eid Echod is believed. Our Mishnah is talking about an Eid Echod, and she may marry someone just based on the edus of this Eid Echod that said that her husband died. Now Taisus asks, why does our Mishnah call it that she got married Alpi Bezdin? It's clear at the end of the Mishnah that's called Alpi Bezdin. Why is that Alpi Bezdin? She's mutter to be Seimach, to rely on the edus of this Eid Echod. Menatayr, at least in the Gemara, is Havamina. So why does the Mishnah say that it's called that she asked Bezdin? She had a right to rely on the Eidus of the Eid Echo, just like she has a right to rely on Eidus of two Eidim. And there, that's not called Alpi Bezdin. Obviously, when she's relying on the Eidus of one Eid, she has to go to Bezdin and get permission. Taisus asks, why is that? So Taisus answers, because sometimes an Eid Echo is not really entirely believed. We find that there are places where an Eid Echad doesn't have Nemanis. Therefore, she has to go to Beis Din to get permission. And Taisus says more than that. Taisus asks, why do we cancel her? If she had a right to rely on the Eid Echad like two Eidim, so the same way we're Mekel by two Eidim, according to some Shittas, we should be Simech Lahakel even when she relies on one Eid, that she had a right to rely on the Taisus. So Taisus' answer is still, have a little Medak, even though the Taisus believed Eid Echad, still she should have been more careful. Now it comes out of Taisus that Taisus clearly understands that in the Havin of the Gemara, an Eid Echad is Nemon Mediraisa to matter this woman to get married. However, the Shitas HaRashba is clearly not like that. The Rashba is Medaik from the Gemara. The Gemara says that we see, the Mishnah is talking about an Eid Echad, we see an Eid Echad is Nemon, Alma Eid Echad Nemon. We see an Eid Echad is believed. Later on, when the Gemara tries to bring a Makar, a source for the Halacha that Eid Echad is Nemon, the Gemara brings the Mishnah by an Eid Echad that said that somebody ate Chalev, and the Gemara's Medayik that if the person that he was being made about was quiet, the Eid Echad is Nemon, and the person must bring a carbon. So the Gemara says, Alma Eid Echad Mehemun Mediraisa. There the Gemara says that you see an Eid Echad is Nemon Minat Torah. The Gemara throws in that word Mediraisa. Before, when the Gemara is going on our Mishnah, the Gemara doesn't say an Eid Echad is Nemon Mediraisa. The Gemara just says an Eid Echad is Nemon. The Rashma is Medayik from there that the Gemara never had a Hava Mina, that in our Mishnah an Eid Echad is Nemon Mediraisa. It's a Davar Sheba Erva. There's no way an Eid Echad is going to be Nemon. And from the fact that we cancelled by one Eidim, we don't cancel by two Eidim, again, we see from there that the Nemanus of the Eid Echad is only Midirabonon. And the Rashba is also Medayik, like Taisus asks in his Kasha. Taisus asks, why when she relies on two Eidim is it called Shalai Birshus, and when she relies on one Eid, it's called Birshus Bezdin? Why does she need Birshus Bezdin if Minatayr and Eid Echad is Nemon? So therefore, the Rashba explains, of course, an Eid Echad is not Nemon Minatayr to be Matar and Eishas Ish to get married. What the Gemara means is, if we find anywhere that Minatayr and Eid Echad is Nemon, it's feasible for Chazal to say that for Eitzayrich, for a need, they can believe in Eid Echad, even Midirabana, to be Matar and Eishas Ish. However, if we don't find anywhere Minatayr that an Eid Echad is Nemon, there is no way Chazal are going to be able to imater an Eishes Ish Alma without an Amonis that the Torah ever recognizes. Therefore, of course, the Gemara says, Alma Eid Echad Nemon, it means Midirabanon. It's only later on, where it's not Dover Sheba Erva, that the Gemara says, Alma Eid Echad Nemon Midiraisa. Because on our Mishnah, there really is no reason to believe that Midiraisa, the Eid Echad, will be Nemon. It's just a Takana. But we can't make that takanu without finding somewhere that Eid Echad is taka nemon mediraisa. Therefore, when the Mishnah says Eid Echad is nemon, it's taka only Birshus Bezdin. And therefore, they only cancelled in a case of Eid Echad, because that's mediraabonon. The Kitzer Taisus learns in the Gemara's Havamina that the nemonis of an Eid Echad is menatayra. And she has to ask Bezdin because sometimes an Eid Echad is not nemon. They cancelled her even though he's never been atayr because she still should have been more careful. The Rashba learns that the Nemanis is, of course, only Midirabanon, and therefore they cancelled her by Eid Echad because it's a Nemanis Midirabanon, and therefore she has to ask Bezdin because Minatayr and Eid Echad is definitely not Neman. Now, after the Gemara brings the Mishnah of Eid Echad Oimer Achal Tochelev to prove that Eid Echad is Neman B'Yisurin, the Gemara says, no, maybe the Nemanus over there is only because Shtika Kaido. And the Gemara brings a raya that it works al Shtika Kaido and not because of Eidus. From the halacha that Shnaim Aimru Achal to Chalev, two Eidim said that he ate Chalev and the person who they testify about is Makrish. He denies it. According to a mayor, he's chayiv to bring a korban based on the Eidim from a Kal V'Chomer. If Eidim can kill a person based on their Eidus, they definitely can force him to bring a korban. And Chachamim argue because he could say mezid, you see. He could say he ate the chalev and mezid, therefore he doesn't have to bring a korban. The Gemara proves from this that he has to bring a korban when an Eid Echad said that he ate chalev works al shtika kaida and not al tnemonis of the Eid Echad. Taisus Napeches on Alf already explains exactly what the raya is. Al koponim, Shitas Reb Meir is, as we mentioned, that Eidim can be mechayiv him to bring a korban. Now Taisus explains, what do you mean they're mechayiv him? If he doesn't want to, he's not going to bring it. So Taisus explains, normally we don't force the person monetarily, Bezdin won't take away his money and buy a carbon for him. Because we say, if you don't want the kapara, so don't get it. We know that he's going to want to get a kapara, and therefore he's going to buy the carbon himself. However, over here, he says he's not going to bring. He doesn't think he has to bring. Therefore, we force him monetarily, we take his money, we buy a carbon for him, and that's what it means, Remei or Mechayev. Because otherwise, they can Mechayev all they want. He's never going to bring the carbon. Everybody knows that a carbon doesn't bring about a kapara without tshuva. Now, this person thinks that he didn't eat chaylev. He's not going to do tshuva. So what's the point of forcing him to bring a carbon? As far as he's concerned, he didn't do an aveira. He never ate chaylev. He's not going to do tshuva. What's the point of forcing him to bring a carbon chatas? So Rav Chanan answers Yisoid that the one needs to do tshuva in order to have a kapara with his carbon. It's not because the kapara is only brought about by both a carbon and tshuva. The kapara is brought about entirely by the carbon. However, there's a din zevach rashayim ta'eva. If a person is a rosh and he brings a carbon, that carbon is a ta'eva. The fact that he doesn't do tshuva is not because he's missing an ingredient in bringing about the kapara. The kapara is entirely based on the carbon. But if he doesn't do tshuva, it's a pasul of carbon. He has a din rasha and zevach rasham ta'eva. In a case where he doesn't think that he did the aveira, by not doing tshuva, it doesn't make him a rasha. He didn't do anything wrong according to his understanding. Therefore, even if he doesn't do tshuva because he thinks that he didn't eat the chaylev, the fact is, if he brings a carbon, that'll be enough to bring about the kapara, because he's not a rasha. He's not doing tshuva, not because he's a rasha. He's not doing tshuva because he didn't think that he did an avera. Therefore, there won't be a zevach hashem ta'eva situation, and the kapara will come about by the carbon alone. V'chanan brings a raya from this, from Siri Regalim. Siri Regalim are kavanas that they bring for the tzibur, for people who are metame the mikdash, without knowing b'chlal that they were metame. Now, that person who doesn't know that he was metame the mikdash, he's definitely not going to do tshuva. He doesn't know that he did anything wrong. Still, it's a kapara from the carbon. You see from there that not doing tshuva it does not act as an ikuv for kapara of a carbon. Not doing tshuva makes him a rasha, and a person who's a rasha can not have a kapara through a carbon. However, in a case where not doing tshuva does not render him a rasha, because he doesn't believe that he did the aveira, he can have a kapara through the carbon, and therefore we're mechayiv him to bring the carbon.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.